Virtually everyone that I've read tells you verse 5 is saying, and the king of the south, Ptolemy, shall be strong. And one of his princes is saying, and one of Alexander the Great princes, Seleucus. So it's making a distinction here, the king of the south, Ptolemy, one of his princes, Seleucus. And sure enough, Seleucus, his kingdom was larger and stronger, more powerful than Ptolemy's, and that's where the story starts. The king of the north, the stronger, larger kingdom. But they're struggling with one another. And in verse 6 it says, and at the end of years they shall join themselves together, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. But she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall she stand up, nor his arm, but she shall be given up, and they that brought her, and they that begat her. And if you look in your margin, it would say, and whom she brought forth, where it says, and they that begat her, is really saying, and her child, and he that strengthened her in these times. And what's being described there is, and at the end of years, after a certain time period of Seleucus and Ptolemy struggling with one another, they decide, well, we're going to form a treaty. So Ptolemy sends his daughter to the king of the north and says, marry her. And in order for the king of the north to do this, he has to put away his wife. His wife's name is Laodice, and the daughter's name that was sent from the king of the south is Bernice. And this was their agreement of peace. But it says that she shall not retain the power of his arm. This she is the king of the south's daughter, Bernice. She's not going to retain the power with the king of the north, Seleucus. And in time, in history, it identifies that Seleucus decided he wasn't happy or satisfied with Bernice from the south. So he set her aside and brought his former wife, who he'd put away, Laodice, back in to marriage with himself. And she determined that Laodice, that, you know, this guy is unstable and I can't have confidence in what he's going to do next, so I'm going to kill him. So she had him killed, and she had Bernice and Bernice's child killed, and turned the kingdom over to her son. Now that's what's being described here. In verse 6 it says, she shall not retain, the king of the south will not retain the power of arms. She's going to be set aside by the king of the north as a wife. Neither shall he stand. The king of the north isn't going to stand because his newly retrieved wife is going to assassinate him. And she,